As part of his multi-year transportation strategy, Governor Malloy wants to widen the whole length of I-95 in the state, saying it'll ease traffic congestion. But studies suggest widening highways can invite more traffic, sometimes even making congestion worse. James Redeker, the transportation commissioner, told host John Dankosky on Where We Live earlier this month that the state plans to tie highway widening to congestion pricing, having drivers pay to use the roads when they're busy.
We've actually done all the modeling of this that shows what adding a lane using congestion pricing does for automobiles.
With using congestion pricing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So that's very key. I want to make sure that that's understood. If we're talking about widening the highways, we got to do it with congestion pricing.
That's what we're talking about. That's what's in the plan.
But when Governor Malloy appeared on the show Thursday, the message was very different.
He's talking about tying any plan to widen I-95 to congestion pricing on that roadway. Is that part of the Malloy plan for how we widen I-95?
No.
It's not.
No. No, I am not set on any single way to finance this.
Malloy said he wants a transportation lockbox, a mechanism to safeguard funding, in place before he identifies sources of transportation revenue like variable tolls. And he rejected the idea that highway widening by itself might exacerbate the problem.
I think you repeated a talking point that folks who don't want to invest in highways frequently use. But let's be very clear about what we're talking about doing in Connecticut. We're talking about improving our bus system and our rail system first. And that's a very different proposition than saying we now also all we're going to do is address congestion on our highways.
Lawmakers failed to pass legislation creating a lockbox last year. The issue will be before them once again this session. Heather Brandon, WNPR News.